Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good evening and welcome.
Hello.
It's time for us to have a lovely time. I'm lifting some weight so I can be real strong. Ed's doing squats and this is the theme song. Ben's doing press-ups and Will's running fast. Mark's muscles are vast and Joe's doing star jumps. That's why I mentioned him last. But he's jumping like a star. It's the Porn Section Podcast. 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 La 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 la.
La 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 la.
La 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 la. La 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 la. Let's go, because it's the Horn Section Podcast in isolation. Let's kick things off even higher with a song. It's a song from Joe Auckland. And Joe, I've decided to save the sexy song till next week. So instead, we're going to be celebrating your qualification as a butcher. Isn't that right, Joe?
Thank you, yes.
Sheep!
Legs, shoulders, flank and shank, flank and shank. Legs, shoulders, flank and shank. And eyes and ears, scrag and a chump. Legs, shoulders, flank and shank.
Cow!
Shin, brisket, rump and clod, rump and clod. Shin, brisket, rump and clod, and lips and hooves and tongue and butthole. Shin, brisket, rump and clod,
pig!
Rib, belly, blade and hock, rib, belly, blade and hock, and chitterlings, piggy balls and piggy cock. Rib, belly, blade and hock, blade and hock.
Yeah. It's an educational.
Goat!
Next week we'll do goat.
Chicken? Oh, good. There's loads.
And chicken, yeah. Yeah,
there's
we'll
another
do, we'll do.
There's another song in there.
There is. Yeah. It's going to be a box set.
Well, it's an educational start to the show, so let's not bother talking about it anymore. And instead, let's meet our one-person guest isolation audience. This guy needs some introduction. He's from American. He's America. He's in America. He is America. That's right. It's Hank Green. It's Hank Green! Hello, Hank! And welcome to the Horn Section Podcast.
It's lovely to be here.
That was an excellent beginning, I think. You waited for your gap and said something.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. I feel like people have to say something there.
I would say, Hank, and this no disrespect, but a few months ago, our worlds hadn't collided, and I was somehow not aware of you, but since then, everywhere I've gone, I've found Hank Green.
I do. Yes, I'm everywhere, but in a low level.
Yeah,
I'm always somewhere, but I'm never there too much.
Yes. Okay. But now you have overlapped into my life.
Yeah.
So what I thought we'd do is paint a sort of Hank Horn Venn diagram.
Okay.
So in your circle, you say what you do, and I'll say what I do, and then we can show the listener the little bit in the middle why we're overlapping.
Okay.
Today, because the listeners tend to have a pen and pencil for this podcast.
Yeah, so you have to show your work.
Yeah. So listener, you can now take the lid off your pencil and start drawing. What's in your circle, Hank? What are the general things you do?
I am a science communicator, so I talk about science stuff. I am an entertainer generally, so I make funny videos and podcasts. And I am a novelist, so I write books that are mostly about internet things. Internet mm-hmm. culture, the effects of the internet on people, young people specifically, that kind of thing. But they're science fiction-y.
Okay, you've used the word science more than I thought you were going to.
Oh, well, the surprise. There's also that part of me. That's like my main gig. That's what I spend most of my time doing.
That science is well in your circle. There's no science in my circle. So I've got music in mine and comedy. Yeah. And I suppose a bit of YouTube and a bit of podcasting.
Yeah. I also do music and particularly musical comedy, though I have not done that in a long time. That job has taken a backseat, unfortunately. It is hard to be a musician when you have kids.
Yeah, it's hard to be a musician. Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, my band have all got kids except for one of them. And I don't think it's stopped them, but then that's all they do. They have nothing. They have no science. They have no comedy.
All they have is kids and music. It's terrible. That's pretty much what a terrible life that is.
It's a funny one. I'm quite jealous. It's quite a simple life they lead, these little men, the five little men who are doing the other half of this podcast. So we're not overlapping yet. We overlap a bit on the musical comedy bit.
Uh-huh.
But weirdly, you do a podcast called The Task Mistress. I have to say, I don't know if I have to ask your permission for this. The music you've done on the Task Mistress podcast, so your version of our version of the Taskmaster theme tune, I'd like to put that in this podcast.
Sure.
Do I have to ask your permission?
I will ask permission of the people who did those things. I'm sure that
they will say yes. So it wasn't you who did that?
No, I'm not out here with a saxophone somewhere, just like playing. No, that wasn't me.
But what's funny is that your guys who did that didn't ask our permission to use our music.
No, that's true. So technically, you could definitely do it. It is your property.
But I will put some of that in now because I love it.
Taskmistress is me and my wife, and my wife takes on the role of the taskmaster, and she judges Greg's judgments, and I take on the role of Alex Horn, and I'm little Hank Green, and I basically compliment you. This is my role in the podcast, is just to be like, wow, Alex really did a great job on this one.
Yeah, you're mostly nice. Your wife called me Alan in episode 6. Which is something that it's a sort of running joke in the band that the trumpeter calls me Alan, so that was nice.
Okay,
but yeah, so we are now making a podcast about a guy who makes a podcast about a program that I make.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to go.
Well, I enjoy your podcast. It's pretty surreal because you're starting at the beginning,
right? And it is very different, and you were less good at it.
Yeah, it's ancient history, so I'm quite embarrassed about some of the episodes, or not embarrassed, but it's definitely. You hope that you would improve.
Right. How much did you learn from Ramesh Ranganathan almost dying eating a watermelon?
Well, that was the very first day that we'd ever filmed, and I thought that's going to be the last day we ever film as well. But I don't think we learned anything. That's happened again. Oh, he's nice, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Lovely. Yeah.
But, lads, want to hear a joke?
Sure.
Yes, please.
Well, here's Willip with a joke. Play him in, please, Mark. Willip, I hear you're going to be doing something special after Pancake Day this year.
That's right, Alex. I'm giving up Smarties for lint.
Well done, Willip.
Thanks.
It's a great joke, but lads...
Yeah?
Lads, do you want to play a game of Lingo Bingo?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Let's play.
Ooh, yes, this is Lingo Bingo. Yes, it is. This is Lingo Bingo. Yes, 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 it is. This is Lingo Bingo. Yes, this is Lingo Bingo. Yes, this is Lingo Bingo.
Yes, this is Lingo Bingo. Round one. It's obviously Spot the Song. I've replaced every other word with either slippery or snake. Shout your name if you think you've got it.
I'll play our instruments. Isn't that better?
Oh, play your instruments, yes. Slippery was snake, like Slippery Beauty Snake from Slippery Movie Snake. Snake said, slippery mind. Slippery, what snake you snake? I snake the snake. Snake will slippery on snake floor, snake the slippery. Snake said, snake am slippery one. Snake will slippery on slippery floor, snake the slippery. Snake told snake her snake was slippery, Jean. Yes, Mark?
It's Billie Jean.
It is Billie Jean!
Bloody hell, well done.
Snake told snake her snake was slippery Jean. Slippery, she slippery a snake. Yeah. Slippery, every snake turned slippery eyes, etc.
Well, that's good.
I'm amazed you got that.
Thought it must be a song about a snake.
Another great game. This is destined for TV.
Well, it's round two, in which I've changed all the T's and W's and V's and R's to M's. Here we go. Smeem, malks, mammally, dom, me, smeem. Mim, me, bim, pulled, me, dom, lom. Aim no sound, bar me sound of his theme. Machine guns, meddy mogo. Aim you meedy, hey, aim you meedy for miss. Aim you hanging on may edge of you seam. Of me, do may bullems mip, mo me sound of may beam. Chorus now. A norm hem, one Joe. Bimes may dozen. Yes, Joe?
No, I haven't got it.
A norm hem, one bimes may dozen. And a norm hem, one go.
Ed.
Yes, Ed.
Another one bites the dust.
It is another one bites the dust.
Oh, well done.
Yes. Homed you, mink, I'm going to gem along. Mim hum, you men, you'm gone.
I thought you was reading the Jabberwocky pipe.
It's 1 point to Joe, 1 point to the pianist, and it's the final round. It's called round three, in which I've changed the first four words to 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, bring your friends. 1, 2, 3, 4, and to pretend. 1, 2, 3, 4, self-assured. 1, 2, 3, 4, a dirty word. 1, 2, 3, 4, low. 1, 2, 3, 4, low. 1, 2, 3, 4, low. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, it's less dangerous. 1, 2, 3, 4, entertain us. 1, 2, 3, 4, contagious. 1, 2, 3, 4, entertain us.
Smells like teen spirit.
It is smells like teen spirit. Much better version.
They're both all great games there.
More. Let's do some more, Alex.
And the game ends 2-1 to Joe Auckland.
No, hello. I scored a point.
Yeah, and I only scored one, I think. I think you've given me
1-1-1. One, one, one.
I can't change the scores now they've been given.
Fair enough.
Let's go back to Hank. Everyone ready to go back to Hank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please say, hello, Hank.
Hello, Hank.
When I asked you to describe yourself, you did mention music eventually.
Uh-huh.
Wikipedia has it the third of your jobs.
Okay. Well, you may need some updating.
American video blogger, number one.
Yeah.
Good. You've released 4 studio albums, Hank. Well done. 1 live album, 2 compilation albums.
God.
Do you want to guess which name I like best out of your albums? There's 2 I like best.
I really like I'm So Bad at This Live.
That's what I've got. I'm So Bad at This Live, 2009. Yeah. But I also like Ellen Hardcastle.
Yeah.
Because I heard the story of why it's called that.
Yeah, it was a charity auction, basically. It was like a raffle, and I named the album after the winner of a raffle. And amazingly, ended up with a person with a very cool name.
It's a really cool name, Ellen Hardcastle. I think having hard in it gives it an edge.
Yeah.
And Ellen makes it feel a bit Eleanor Rigby or something. But I'm So Bad at This Live is good because it's got an exclamation mark at the end and a colon.
Yeah, yeah. Also, it's something that I said during the live show.
Is that why it's called
yeah,
that?
Yeah. I'm so bad at this. It was great, though. It's great to, it's a, I wouldn't listen to it unless you're a big fan.
Oh, all of our stuff comes with that caveat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't listen to this unless you're really into us. Because
yeah.
I think when you were producing music, you were producing music, well, you did a thing once every 2 weeks, you put out a song, is that right?
Yes.
Because I don't see why musicians don't do that in general. I don't understand why bands don't put out a song every single week.
Yeah, I think there might be a supply and demand problem there. Like, if you make so much stuff, eventually people are like, yeah, I'm not going to... But I think you end up with way more good stuff. You also end up with way more bad stuff.
Yeah. I think, what's his name? Ed Sheeran, doesn't he? He produces just tons of stuff, and so he just puts out the good stuff quite often.
Right.
But he's also got a backlog of... I just think it can't take that long. I mean, your songs...
I have friends who spend months writing a single song, and I'm like, yeah. I do not understand. Mm. I understand spending a long time producing a song, and like that there might be like steps that you go through and lots of different people involved, but I do not, like,
even
but that's
then.
Not how I've done it. Like with us, we went into the studio and we recorded sometimes like all of us at once, sometimes individual tracks.
Yeah.
And you know, you record like 4 songs a day.
Oh, you can write 4 songs a day, record them, put them out. I wondered if we could do something musical together.
Oh,
we had Reggie Watts on at the beginning of this series, and he sort of set us a musical challenge. Well, I've got 2 options for you. We can either do a jazz cover of one of your old songs of your choice. I like Baby, I Sold Your Dog on eBay,
God.
I also like Shake a Booty. Those are my 2 favorites.
Baby, I Sold Your Dog on eBay is the oldest of my songs. That's the first song that I wrote that I actually recorded, and I recorded it way after I wrote it.
Is that right? It feels like a proper comedy song. You know,
you
could see that in any comedy set. Not any comedy set, but it would fit into a comedy set.
Sure.
Well, anyway, if you want to choose a song, we can do a jazz version. Or if you want to play some guitar riffs and say a couple of words, we can flesh it out into a song. Those are your two options.
Yeah, I want to do the first one because I can't play guitar riffs.
Well, let's do the first one. Is there a song you want us to cover?
Gosh, I mean, so it was eBay, and what was the other one?
Oh no, those were just my choices. The other one was Shake a Booty because it's so stupid. I mean,
oh, I love that. Yeah, yeah, that sounds like a very weird, dumb song to do a jazz cover of.
Yeah,
I mean, I always want to default to the hits, the ones that people shout out at the shows,
mm-hmm.
which neither of those are. I don't think there's any Baby I Sold Your Dog on eBay fans in the world.
Well, I've put that out there, so people will hopefully go and look for that.
Oh God, ugh. It was old enough that I had to change a lyric because I referenced a gaming system in the song, and by the time I finally recorded it, it was like four gaming systems out of date.
It's a sort of song where the title is as funny as the song, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the problem. In many musical comedy songs are actually just the same joke over and over again, but like you can get away with it because you're making rhymes while you're doing it.
And completely, and they've stopped laughing, but they still have to applaud at the end.
Yeah,
because that's the deal.
Yeah, I'd want you to do a jazz cover of a song about an anglerfish, which is a song that I actually like.
Yeah, good video as well. I mean, I've come into contact with a lot of anglerfish recently.
Oh, weird. Not
but your one,
contact.
There's a lot of words in that song.
It's true.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. I might make Mark the saxophonist sing that because I think that's the challenge.
Okay.
It's an educational song.
As you do learn. And it's also very sad.
It's very sad.
Yes, it's true that I once went through life as the guy who always had to rhyme life with strife. Yes, I've been burned and I've been spurned and through it all. Yes, I have learned that love is not a fun whether you get stuck but how slow the knife gets turned. But my friend, I found an animal who doesn't feel this pain. And my life is so much better now that I can feel the same. Because you can't hate the night if you've lived your whole life without light. And you can't hate the dish if you've only ever eaten fish. And you can't feel alone if it's all you've ever known. Yeah, the deep sea anglerfish has no reason to be happy. But it has no frickin' idea what else to be. The deep-sea dwelling anglerfish never has to find a mate. They are always there together when it's time to procreate. See one duck and a young male bites a female on her side. And then slowly he becomes a sperm-producing parasite. And if we can say he lives at all, he lives until she dies. And until the day he literally never leaves her side. Yeah, you can't hate the night if you've lived your whole life without light. You can't hate the dish if you've only ever eaten fish. And you can't feel alone if it's all you've ever known. Yeah, the deep sea anglerfish has no reason to be happy, but it has no friggin' idea what else to be. For years this rule has kept me out of hopeless despair. You simply do not feel what is always there. I ask my brain to entertain that pain is the same. That if I feel it all the time, can you really call it pain? I don't have any friends and I don't have any hair. But neither does the anglerfish and she doesn't care. Cause you can't hate the night if you've lived your whole life without light. And you can't hate the dish if you've only ever eaten fish. And you can't feel alone if it's all you've ever known. Yeah, the deep sea anglerfish has no reason to be happy, but it has no freaking idea what else to be. Anglerfish.
Oh, all right, lads.
All right, mate.
Want to hear a joke?
Please
play in a joke for Willip, please, Mark. Hey, Willip, I gather you've got a question for me, and it's a joke, and the punchline is the final word.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Hey, Alex, you've always loved roads lined with trees, haven't you?
Look, I've got to be honest, I haven't been able to look for anyone's bins this week.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
That's
I stayed outside Paul Oakenfold's house for a fortnight, but it turns out he's got multiple chutes in his walls that go straight into the main subterranean rubbish highway, and he doesn't need any bins. But luckily, I was sent a message by a listener of the show called Robert Palmer, and I don't know if it's the Robert Palmer. He doesn't say, He doesn't say not the Robert Palmer, so I guess it probably is the
dead.
Robert Palmer, the singer-songwriter who died in 2003. And Robbie Palmer says, "Hi, Alex and the Section. I messaged your Facebook page the other day with a terrible idea for a song and got a reply suggesting I send it to you on here. You might think it's awful, which is fair enough, but if you happen to like it, then it's yours. It's entitled The Best Thing Ever. I've put his lyrics to music. Do you want to hear it?"
Yeah. Sure.
Yes, please.
This is Robbie Palmer and Alex Horn.
I've come up with this thing I struggle to describe. I've searched for a comparison, but it's the best I must surmise. How do I tell the world of the greatness I've achieved with nothing to compare it to in all of history? It's the best thing ever. Nothing quite comes close. I think it'll set the standard, though I don't wish to boast. Oh, I'd hate for you to feel like, oh, you have been misled. But I challenge you to make something better than sliced bread.
Hey!
There we go. Robbie's song.
Very good.
Yeah, lovely.
So if you've got a funny idea at home, do send it to us, and then we don't have to write the songs. Did everyone get it? The idea of the song?
Yeah, sliced bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you invented sliced bread, what do you compare it to? That's the idea. Yeah. Thanks, Robbie. But let's check in with Mr. Hank Green. What shocked me most about your Wikipedia entry? The headline. No, it was just... this is what, because I was thinking, reading a lot of it, thinking, oh, we're quite similar in some ways. But it says you're a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
I'd heard the phrase, but I don't think I've ever met a CEO before. I had to look up what it stands for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is a surprise to me.
I would have got there eventually, but I think I was struggling. It doesn't make any sense, the three words.
Continue. Please explain.
Which of the three words do you think pleases you most? The fact that you're a chief, an executive, or an officer?
That's a great point. None of them. I didn't mean to be a CEO, though I guess I have always... So I think that I also have the little bit of guilt that you mentioned earlier, because my grandfather was a executive, and so he paid for my schooling. And so I always had a little bit of a hope that I would be able to sort of like make that back in a way, like make good on his investment in me.
Sure.
And he would like... He gave me like business simulator video games when I was a child.
Did he?
And
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Roller coasters. Like you run a theme park. So like it's a business simulator, but it's not like a boring business simulator.
It sounded boring when you first mentioned it, but now it's
it exciting. Is still quite boring, but at least there's roller coasters.
Do people ever call you chief?
No, never. They never call me executive or officer. In fact, no one at my company would ever call me, maybe even, very rarely do they even call me their boss.
Do you have a long car or shiny toys? That's, in my head, that's what a business executive has. They have a long car and lovely shiny toys.
I have some, I'm sure I have some shiny toys. There's this.
They should be on your desk at all times, and you should put your hands up. That is quite executive.
It's pretty shiny.
It's like a silver cigar box.
Yeah, do you think there's cigars in there? Little cigarillos?
I don't think there are cigars. I think there are mints in there. Oh.
Flashcards.
Flashcards.
Makeup.
Well, because you're a CEO, we're going to play a game of IBM, which is stands for Initialisms Between Men. we're the men, and we're going to do initial... Because CEO, for the listener, you probably know it's an initialism. It's not an acronym, because an acronym has to be a word. So I'm going to say some American initialisms, because I like Americanisms, and you've got to say immediately what they stand for. If you don't know, you have to say something immediately that sounds like it. What it could stand for.
All right.
If you get most of them right, I'll send you a green T-shirt.
Okay. Where did you have lying around?
No, it's one of the special green T-shirts that we give out on this podcast every probably about two a year we give out.
Okay.
So, I will have some fun music underneath this. What sort of music do you want me to ask the pianist to try to make?
Oh, sort of chill noir jazz.
Yeah. Here we go. First initialism. IBM. What does IBM normally stand for?
International Business Machines. Which is ridiculous. What do we make? Well, there are machines that like the business is like, but for everybody in the whole world. So
just a business. What is a business machine? It's a computer, isn't it?
Yeah,
I love that. Yeah, if you'd, I would have said no, you've made that up, but it is correct. Yeah. International Business Machines. Kmart. This is a boring one.
Oh, Cost Mart. Except because we always do K's where there's C's. We do that all the time here.
Yeah, well, K is a good word for advertising, apparently, because it's spiky. It didn't used to be, but we have special K over here, and lots of people put K's into things, like TK Maxx, because it looks fun. But in the old days, people were scared of it, and the KKK didn't help. But yeah. That's not why you've got Kmart. Kmart stands for Kresge, a man called Sebastian S. Kresge.
Well, good. I'm glad that he got his name in there.
CVS, please, Hank.
Oh, God. Can Vols shop?
And that is weirdly what it's... No, it's consumer value stores.
No, yeah, that did not... We didn't have CVS where I lived growing up. Now they're everywhere.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, you can still get the green T-shirt, but you need to get zip code. I didn't know zip code stood for something.
Oh, what? Starts with Z!
Yeah. Do you not know this?
I was so confident after International Business Machines.
Yeah.
Zone has to be zone.
It is zone. I mean, they're both difficult. Well, you might get the P. The I is a problem, I think.
Zone. No idea. In place.
Zone improvement plan.
Oh, that's great.
It's weird.
That's great. I mean, they were like, our zone plan is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, the last one wasn't, and you're right, it's an acronym, and this is another acronym, acronym, the USA Patriot, or Patriot Act. You know, that's an acronym.
Yeah, I mean, we always do that, but no.
But this
I have
one's
no
ridiculous.
Idea. Yeah.
This is, even the USA.
You really set me up for a failure here, man. You cheat me off, I was feeling so good.
Well, look, this one, I'll do this one. It's uniting and strengthening America by providing appropriate tools required to intercept and obstruct terrorism.
Wow, you know, I wouldn't have even guessed that the beginning part of that was also part of the acronym.
But it's such a good acronym. Whoever came up with it must have been so happy.
Yeah.
You know, when they went into the meeting and said, I've come up with it.
They're like, well, that's going to pass. We've got it.
It's
in
not
the
even
bag.
Too forced.
Yeah.
Providing appropriate tools required to intercept and obstruct terrorism. Anyway,
they just left that A out, though. They were like, that's not going to count.
Yeah, I like it when they do that. Yeah. Easy one. UPS.
United Parcel Service.
Correct. If you get two of the next four, I'll give you the T-shirt.
Oh, wow. Okay.
ESPN.
Everyone's
don't like that face.
Sports.
Yes. Yes.
Really?
No. Entertainment and Sports.
Oh, Place.
Programming Network. Programming.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to win the green T-shirt, so I'm going to chuck in PC.
Personal computer or politically correct?
No, it's personal computer, but I find that. I think we can lose a P, can't we now?
Because it's not a business machine.
I call mine just a C now.
Yeah.
Bin? You know, do you have bins in America?
Bin, like the place where you throw trash?
Yeah, but it's actually an acronym.
That's not true.
It's a badness ingestion network. That's what I've got. DFTBA.
Oh, it's Don't Forget to Be Awesome.
It is Don't Forget to Be Awesome. That's the name of your record label, because you've got everything.
Yeah. I even have a record label that hasn't produced a record in, 8 years, because we are now just a merch company.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Oh, okay, it's time for the big coincidence, Hank.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Yeah, you do a lot of things with your brother, John.
Uh-huh.
Most notably, your Vlog Brothers YouTube channel.
Yep.
I don't know if this is fair to say, but nearly a billion views.
That's fair to say, yeah.
800 million. So still 200 million off a billion.
It's true. That's a long way. That's a lot of That's a lot of ground to cover.
But you're a lot closer to a billion than most people.
But our educational YouTube channel that we also do together has more than, I think, 2 billion views. So you can add, just toss those in.
Yeah, yeah. My brother... I've got a couple of brothers, but my younger one, he works at YouTube.
Oh.
And, I told him that I was interviewing you, and he replied. He sent me a message. So I'm going to read you out his message, And I'm going to bleep some of the words. Do you want to guess what his words were?
The words you're going to bleep?
Yeah. Just my little brother's reaction to when I told him that I was meeting you.
Did he use the C word? Because I know you guys use the C word a lot. But we don't.
I'm going to see. He didn't use a lot of C words. You know what? He didn't use any words beginning with... Oh, he used creators. That was his only word beginning with C.
That's actually...
And channel.
That's actually worse. Creators.
Okay, he said, oh... What's the missing word there? What was his second word? Oh...
Shit? Fuck?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He went for
shoot.
Wow. Oh, wow. He's a... Three words there.
A really cool guy.
Very big deal.
Oh.
He said he's kind of a grandfather figure for YouTube creators. Grandfather figure.
Yeah, 40 years old.
He founded VidCon. Now, this is where it gets interesting. I met Hank. Mm. My brother's met you. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
I met Hank a while back at EduCon London,
yep.
Maybe February 2019.
Yep.
Would be impressed if he remembered me, but I was doing a talk on... What do you think my brother was doing a talk on?
Oh, God! EduCon 2019. And this
Come
was
on, Hank.
That was in London. And that
it was in London.
It was a... I heard several talks at EduCon 2019 in London. Was he giving a talk on... Was it on analytics?
Well, it might be. I don't understand my brother. Channel memberships.
Oh, that was the other thing I thought of! God damn
remember
it!
Remember the guy? Do you remember the talk?
Yeah.
Remember the guy? What did
I couldn't
he look like?
Picture him. Couldn't picture him. I was focused on the information. I actually think I gave him a hard time.
Oh, I hope so. He looks more like you than me.
Yeah, ask him if I gave him a little bit of a hard time, because I think I did.
Well, he enjoyed it, but he also said one more thing about you. He said he had his with him. What did you have with you, Hank?
I had my... Nope.
You had Mike with you. You had your dad
My
with
dad!
You. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway.
I didn't have my son with me, and that's the only thought I had. Yeah,
it's the opposite. You were the son that you had with yourself. Yeah. So Chip is my brother, and he had some quite niche questions for you.
Oh, God.
Because he's in that world.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want him in this podcast because we have a different relationship, me and my brother, to you and your brother. So I've got my bandmate to voice his words. Okay? So this is Ben the drummer's question.
Hi, Hank. Ben the drummer here. So in terms of YouTube creators versus traditional media companies, where are we headed? Obviously, at the moment, you can be an individual creator, podcaster, self-publishing author or whatever, and not need to go through any gatekeepers to build a big audience and make a good living. But there's no way you could make a show like Taskmaster without the infrastructure of a TV company behind it. And Taskmaster isn't even a hugely ambitious or expensive show. Is there a future world where creators will be able to make shows like that? If so, how do we get there? Thanks.
I think that... That there is a difference in the thing when you have a creator who then goes off to make something like Taskmaster. Like, at that point, you are not just sort of an independent creator that's doing their own thing. I think of this in terms of music, because we're stuck in the frame of video. And in video, because it has traditionally been really expensive to make, we have this infrastructure that we imagine. But with music, it can be expensive to make a song and a music video and all the stuff and the live shows and et cetera. But it can also be extremely inexpensive, like free, basically, to make music. And so we have to start imagining video inside of the frame of the music industry, where it's like one person can make something that is very good and that many, many, many people will love, and they can make it for free. But if they want to go on tour and have fireworks and, you know, and start a headphone company and all that stuff, like there will be a way to build infrastructure around creators. And if they want to go into more traditional things, like if you want to be a musician and you want to start a television show, that's something that people have done and can do, but it is not something that like is a normal thing to do, and it is also not like the job of a musician to do that. So I think a creator going to make a television show would be like a, you know, like Donald Glover or like going to make a TV show while also being a musician.
Well, I'll pass all that on to Chip.
I'm sorry that won't be funny while answering these things. I'm incapable of not taking this stuff extremely seriously.
Well, I think that's a good thing about podcasts.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, guys. So far, it's been a really super podcast, hasn't it, guys?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, man.
Very good.
I love Hank.
He's great, isn't he? And I have to say, I haven't enjoyed myself this much since my birthday back in September, which I genuinely did enjoy, even though I'm now 42. When I woke up on my birthday, I felt really special inside because it was my special day. And then all day, people were nice to me and they said happy birthday to me. And that made me feel special too. And I got some cake and I unwrapped some presents. And it was just brilliant because it was my day and nobody else's. And I've probably got another 40 of them. So the only thing that can make me feel happier now is another joke from Willip Collier. Mark, wow. Do you mind playing in another joke from Willip? Hey, Willip, what's the safest piece of music by J.S. Bach?
It's probably Air on the Side of Caution.
Marvellous.
I am so goddamn sorry for being so goddamn funny. I am so apologetical for being so hysterical. I can't apologize enough. Making everybody laugh, I just don't know why. I'm such an effortlessly funny guy. I must apologize for leaving you demoralized. I must apologize for making you laugh with your mouth and your eyes. 'Cause I admit it, I am funny. I have such quick. Just so funny. But if it's a crime to be as funny as me, then lock me up and throw away the key. It has always been with me, and I just can't shake it off. This is my burden. I make people. Ever since I was a young boy, no matter what your mood, I can make anyone smile with the humor I exude. 'Cause I admit it, I am funny. I have such quick wits, I'm just so funny. Funny.
anthem.
No one's arguing with that.
No. An anthem.
Great.
Whew. Well done, Willip.
Thank you.
We're all thinking it. No, now you've sung it. Okay, Hank, if you're up for it, we're going to write a song together now.
Oh, God.
But we don't need to worry about the music. It's just the lyrics. We're going to write the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do it the way that Simon and Garfunkel did it, one word at a time. So I do a word, then you do a word, and back and forth.
Okay.
That's how they wrote Feeling Groovy, whatever the name of that song is. All right, it's a folk song about technology, if that's all right.
Great.
Don't think about it at all.
You got it.
Here we go.
Uh-huh.
If
you
want
a
smaller
device.
Lovely. That's the first line done.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to listen to the rest of the song.
We really hooked them in.
It's a big if, isn't it? Well, I guess most people do want smaller devices. Although I don't know.
They're getting bigger now.
Phones? Are the phones getting bigger again? I suppose they are, aren't they?
Well, maybe they're going back. I don't know.
I wouldn't mind a small. What device do I want that's smaller? I wouldn't. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's why it's an intriguing song, I suppose. Okay, if you want a smaller device, why
don't
you
put
your
device
inside
ice? Because everyone knows that shrink stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like rice dries it out, uh-huh. But ice makes it smaller.
Yeah, it's
okay. So that's
that's how atoms work. Yep.
That's the first couplet, uh-huh. And we'll do the second couplet, and then that'll be this. That'll be that done. You
don't
have
to
try
that,
guys. I've ended with guys.
Okay. Everything, lots of rhymes with guys. Actually, that's great. That's a secret lyricist trick. Is just end in words that sound like I, and then you can.
And it's
with
not
anything.
Far off. It's not far off ice or it's device true. As well. So the whole four lines. It could be a great song. This.
Yeah. Just
remember,
never,
ever,
eat
your
rice.
There it is. Never ever eat your rice.
It's the worst thing you can do if you want a smaller device.
But I think that in a folk song will be pretty special.
Mm, I can't wait.
Yeah. Okay.
It's gonna be hard to make that meter work, but I think you can do it.
Well, you've proved that you can make anything work in a song. Some more impressive stuff about you, Hank. Yeah, as you mentioned, you've written books. One came out like July, mid pandemic. Is that a good time for books?
No, not particularly.
All right.
People were mostly focused on nonfiction stuff, and I think people were just too stressed out to like sit down with a book a little bit.
Yeah, but it's also, hard to focus on anything.
Or like the people, this was what I was doing, and I think a lot of people were reading books that they already knew that they would love because they just want some comfort. But the book did great. I don't mean to.
It did do great. I looked it up. I was almost disappointed by how well it did. You know when you're hoping... Because failure is much funnier. It would have been nice if I said, well, that didn't work.
Yeah.
You've also invented something that I'm quite jealous of. You invented 2D glasses, which allow you to watch 3D films in 2D.
Yeah, which I think it was just so that I could have invented something. And so that this kind of conversation would happen.
Yeah, you've got an invention stem now in Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I've invented... four things. Food gloves, which I do think will happen at some point. Mm-hmm. I think it's just gloves with a serrated edge on a couple of them. So I think there's no need to be holding things to eat your food when we've got our fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So food gloves, sport beer, diet tequila and alcoholic water. I think alcoholic water would really work.
Yeah, it's almost happening. Like it's basically just, you have White Claw?
Pardon?
Do you have White Claw? Do you know what White Claw is?
White Claw? No, I don't know what... I thought you said White Claw.
Yeah,
no, I don't know what White Claw is.
It's a very successful brand of alcoholic seltzer. So, you know how like soda water became... I don't know. In America anyway, soda water became a big thing with LaCroix.
Okay.
And then they were like, we can put
LaCroix.
Some...
LaCroix. We don't know what LaCroix is at all. It's spelled LaCroix, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, but it's
not,
called...
We were
but
in
it's,
America.
But stop saying LaCroix. It's LaCroix because it's named after a city in Wisconsin, not anything to do with France.
Is that right? LaCroix.
Yeah. Or a river or something. Yeah.
All right. But it's horrible. It's sort of...
It's wonderful.
It's not wonderful.
I love it.
I mean, I don't like any fizzy water.
But
I'm
anyway,
embarrassed
yeah.
to ask for fizzy water in a restaurant. If they say, do you want fizzy or still,
yeah.
you have to say tap water. Otherwise, you're an awful person.
What? Why? I didn't know this. Thank you for clearing this up for me.
You can't ask for fizzy water.
Why not?
I just think, because it's not as, if you want a fizzy drink, then have a lemonade. If you want water, then we've got it in a tap.
Well, you've completely confused me because lemonade isn't fizzy.
it's
all
fizzy.
Falling apart now.
Well, hang on a minute. Is orangeade fizzy?
Well, I don't know what orangeade is. We don't have that.
Well, it's fizzy orange. That's because aid means fizzy.
No. Gatorade is fizzy? Do you have Gatorade?
No, we don't have Gatorade. We have Lucozade, and Lucozade can be fizzy, but not always.
Okay. Who's Lucas?
You do a bit in your podcast about the Britishisms
yeah.
in each
Well,
episode.
I've written down one from this conversation, which was saxophonist. Is that, how you say saxophonist?
No, it's saxophonist.
I mean, it sounds way better than saxophonist. I think that we should do that, but no, I've never heard someone say saxophonist.
So saxophonist.
Lovely, but you don't get the word saxophone has been mangled in
yeah.
order to make it a nice sounding word.
Do you say telephonist or telephonist?
I don't think that there are telephonists. What does a telephonist do? Just talk on the phone?
Yeah, they
or
use
make
the telephone.
Or make phones.
Okay.
It's like I'm imagining someone
a
in a forge, like ping, ping, just building a telephone.
We're pretty much done, Hank.
We're.
But I have to ask you, as I ask every guest now, what song would you like us to perform at your funeral? Because we will be there. We're coming to every guest's funeral. And we will perform your favourite song, or whatever song you want to be played at your funeral.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this. I think I'd like Lady Gaga's Born This Way, because I think it'd be really confusing.
Yeah, I was born this way as your casket gets lowered or burnt. Okay. So thanks, Hank. Thank. Hey guys, it's time for my final thought. Please could I have some piano music, but from Mark this time?
No, my keyboard's not plugged in.
From the pianist then. It could be uplifting, please, both spiritually and sort of like arousing as well, please. Guys, we all need to do our bit to help the environment. Willip, what are you doing?
Picking up litter.
Joe?
Shaving.
Pardon?
Shaving.
Caving? Shaving?
Yes.
Mark?
I'm vegan.
Yeah. Good on you. Ben, of course.
Putting all my grass clippings in the correct bin.
And that's all great. But what I'm doing, and what I think you should do at home, because it's easy, is to stop having ice. When I'm asked in a bistro bar, would I like ice in that? Of course I do, it's delicious. But every block of ice means another blow to the world. We can't keep harvesting ice from the Arctic and Antarctic and expect it to simply grow back. You don't need your ice to be that cold and crunchy, so say no to ice and stop those guys going over there on speedboats and hacking away at the icebergs with their ice cube slices. Thank you. And thanks to Joe Walker and Joel Porter for all their work on this podcast. And thanks to Hank Green, by miles, our best guest ever. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Goodbye!
See you later. Oh, I thought we were all going to say bye.
You can if you want.
Off my mind.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Philip Willett.
What?
You can say goodbye if you want.
I don't want to.
I think everyone else has now.
Well, I did as well.
When?
First. It doesn't matter, but goodbye.
That's the best bit.
If you want a smaller device, why don't you put your device inside ice? You don't have to try that, guys. Just remember, never ever eat your eyes.
Beth and Benny and Mike. Beth should now be Mike's wife. Benny still will be cat. What do you think about that? Beth and Mike had to wait for a suitable date. But it was definitely worth it. Beth could not wait to commit. Happy wedding present. We hope you will enjoy. It's not the day that you planned, but you'll always be that special frisbee. Engineering Liverpool supporting boy. Happy wedding.
Met a person that just made you feel real good. They make you smile and make you cups of tea. This person is that person who is nice and really cool. This person is the best person for me. She's kind and she speaks really bonnily. She's a lady and she is Becky Connolly. Chom chom.
It was the middle of the coldest winter. Frankie rode around on his bike. He fell off his bike and he got a splinter. So he printed tweezers on his 3D printer, 3D printer. His name was Frank. When he crashed, his bike went bang. But he fixed his inner tube. Let's get home for dinner food. The toad, the toad, the toad in the hole. Frankie, Frankie, Frankie Campbell. The toad, the toad, the toad in the hole. Frankie, Frankie, Frankie Campbell.
Ooh, shalalala, shalabalagoo.
Shalabala,
shalabalagoo. Ooh, shalalala, shalabalagoo. Well, listen to this jingle, it'll tell you what to do. There's a video game podcast that's perfect for you. Ooh, shalalala, shalabalagoo. It's called Flop Talk. It's a podcast just like this, but it's hosted by Miles and Catherine and Chris. Ooh, shalalala, shalabalagoo. Subscribe yourself to Flop Talk, I'll subscribe to you. Flop Talk, shalabalagoo. Ooh, shalalala, shalabalagoo. Stop.
Joe Leonard is a man, and that's the way it is. But if you change one letter of that silly name of his, Joe Leonard would not be a man. He'd be a different mammal, a legend of the jungle, a sleek and spotted animal. Yes, what the N in Leonard's name with something like a P? He'd not be Leonard anymore. No longer a man would he be. Joe Leopard would emerge from his den. Joe Leopard, a really cool guy. Joe Leopard, I think you should change your name now. Why won't you, Joe? Why? Why? Why?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.